if widowed, and could not become bishops. The National Anglican Communion in the United States is the Episcopal Church. The Catholic Conference is the administrative arm of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops. Archbishop John Quinn of San Francisco, president of the Bishops' Organization, says the potential new Catholic priest would have to accept fully Catholic doctrine and authority of the Pope and the bishops. But a spokesman for the Catholic Conference says the language of the proposal indicates Anglicans could keep some of their liturgy. Defense Secretary Brown says the Soviets have been making important gains in their military strength, and we need to do the same with ours. He says the Soviets are deploying missile warheads accurate enough to threaten land-based U.S. Minuteman missiles in their fixed launch pads. He says the Soviet threat is less immediate to air and sea-launched U.S. missiles, but he says we still need modernization. Republican presidential nominee Ronald Reagan refutes the Carter administration contention that the United States is second to none militarily. He says the United States has slipped into second position behind Russia. Reagan says in remarks prepared for delivery to the American Legion that President Carter has been untruthful and made largely phony claims about America's defenses. And this is news from Radio Orange.
Cutting your own firewood can be a lot of fun, but a wood-cutting accident can make it tragic. Guard yourself from the chainsaw's bite with safety shoes, glasses, leg chaps, and gloves. Fit your saw with a spark arrestor to prevent forest fires. When you start to fell a tree, give plenty of warning to others in the area. Make sure that no one is nearby. Think safety. Take the risk out of what should be a good experience. A wood safety idea from this station and the Forest Service.
Radio Orange News Time, 3 minutes after 2. Jimmy Stewart is reported in improved condition and resting comfortably at a Santa Monica, California hospital. The 72-year-old veteran actor was admitted last week because of an irregular pulse. A hospital spokesperson says Stewart's irregular pulse is now well controlled and says Jimmy Stewart should be moved out of the coronary care unit sometime, either tonight or tomorrow. Polish government radio in Gdańsk says negotiators for the government and representatives of the striking workers have come to a common position on some of the strikers' demands, but the report did not specify what demands may be tentatively settled, and it was not clear how many workers are represented. The strike affects more than 100,000 people. Demands are both economic and political, ranging from more pay to withdrawal of the Communist Party's dominance of the unions. At stake is what could be the largest car and truck recall in history, 16 million Fords, with five kinds of automatic transmissions. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it appears the transmissions have a safety defect that lets them slip from park into reverse. It's holding a hearing today on whether to seek a recall of those Fords. A lawyer for the company says the federal report on the alleged defect is sheer fantasy. The mechanical troubles that have plagued the world's largest cruise ship, the SS Norway, used to be the France, have apparently been solved. Crew members say a switching system malfunction caused the electrical failure that had left the ship sitting in the southern Bahamas adrift, and a spokesman for the line says the cruise has resumed now that the engines are running again. Maybe a nice day in the Bahamas. Pretty nice around here, too. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the rest of the day, a high around 32 and 90. Fair and warm tonight. Expect a low somewhere around 21 or 70 Fahrenheit. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid tomorrow with a high around 32, once again around 90. The chance of rain is 10% today, 20% tonight and tomorrow as well. The wind should be from the north, less than 12 miles an hour through tonight. Now, right now it's 85 degrees, 29 Celsius. The winds are light and variable. The barometer, 29.72. It's on the decline. And that's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
Rollin', keep rollin', 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rollin', my gal was by my side. All the things I medicine, good fiddles, love and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving. Just rope and throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting, be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, raw high. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in, raw.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Like that old C.R. Smith and Company whoopee cushion. It's advertised at the bottom of the page, accept no imitation. I refuse to play the Blues Brothers version. Go for the original, Roberts. Frankie Lane's Rawhide from Radio Orange. It's now 7 after 2 o'clock.
Little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell ya, I can't sleep at night, I'm wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. And I'm telling ya, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
It's too late to turn back now.
I believe, I believe, I believe.
She doesn't sing. I've been saying that for years. She just kind of lets the song drip all over you like a vanilla ice cream cone. It's Olivia Newton-John and Magic from Radio Orange. It's 2:15 now. Russ Roberts with you.
Leggett for living, Leggett for you.
It's back to school time at Leggett in Orange. Men's socks sizes 10 to 13, usually $1.50, now 99 cents a pair. Men's three-piece corduroy suits, regularly $85, now $64.88. And girls' bug-off long-sleeve button-down collar Oxford shirts, usually $9, now $6.88. Back-to-school headquarters is Leggett in Orange.
Leggett for living, Leggett for you.
And it's TV time. Yada-ba-da. The ratings are in. the Nielsen ratings for the week just ended. And for the first time in a month, CBS has come out on top in the ratings race. And again, CBS 60 Minutes was the week's most watched program with a rating of 21.9. For whatever that's worth. That contributed to a weekly CBS rating of 12.4 to 11 for ABC and 9.7 for NBC, all of which doesn't mean a whole lot. Well, let's go to what's exciting, the top 10. 60 Minutes, of course, number one, followed by CBS Dallas, even though it is in reruns. Hey, when's that going to be, when's JR going to get shot again? Because that signals the last of the reruns. Then we get to the good stuff. Number three was the ABC broadcast of Support Your Local Gunfighter, on television for the 80th time in 5 years. Tied for fourth were the Dukes of Hazzard and Jeffersons, both from CBS. Sixth was Chips, which is a very good name for that program. That's on NBC. Tied for seventh were ABC's Love Boat and Fantasy Island. And tied for ninth were Archie Bunker's Place and Trapper John, M.D., both from CBS. So there you have it. From Tinseltown, the ratings for television for the last week. As Henry Mancini and the NBC Orchestra fade into the background, we turn our attentions now to Starbuck.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. On your way. Moonlight
Moonlight feels right. Starbuck here at Radio Orange. 1340 96 plus. Should be mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the afternoon. A high around 90 and 32 is what he's calling for. However, it's not quite that warm yet. Fair and warm tonight with a low around 70 and 21. A little bit on the humid side, so it'll probably be a night for air conditioning. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid tomorrow with a high around 32, 90 again. And the chance of rain's only 10% this afternoon, 20% tonight and tomorrow. As the front moves in from the west tomorrow, we should have some thunderstorms. That's tomorrow, though. The wind should be north around 10 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming light and variable tonight. They're variable right now, usually less than 5 miles an hour. The barometer's on the decline, 29.72 inches. Here's Annie Murray for you on Radio Orange. At 2:21.
I don't wanna kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see her face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance.
Yeah. when you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
tell me where I'm sticking, cause
even though you may be thinking,
and I know that you've been cheating, oh,
Buckingham's from 68 Kind of a Drag on Radio Orange, now 227.
Smart shoppers know that you can always save money shopping for groceries at Safeway. One way is to look for Safeway Scotch Buy products. Good quality products that can save you up to 40% compared to other brands that Safeway also carries.
Another way is to check out the Plus Specials at Safeway. Temporary unadvertised specials you'll find throughout the store on national brands we've been able to buy for less, so we pass the savings along to you.
And right now you can do more than save money at Safeway. You can win money at Safeway playing our exciting Winner's Jackpot Bingo game.
That's right. Over $350,000 in bingo prizes available. And when you play, you're also eligible to win special jackpot drawings of from $5,000 to $25,000. Pick up your free Series 179 game card and mark us today at one of the 69 participating Safeway stores in North Carolina and Virginia. Except stores located in Falls Church, Fairfax, Alexandria and Arlington, Prince William and Loudoun counties in Virginia.
Rules and odd chart available in participating stores. No purchase necessary.
Safeway.
Gordonsville Public Library is not going to be open Saturday because of the Gordonsville Street Fair. No fair reading during the street fair. It's a city ordinance. There will be a booth at the fair with books on sale, however. You can really pick up some gems at these. What they are is the books that are not quite up to snuff for a library use anymore. Two more times and they'll disintegrate, but you can pick up a gem once in a while. Stuff like lyrics from every Lithuanian song ever produced. Stuff like that. Did pick up Exodus one time, though. The book Exodus. That was a good one. Hey, here's the song from The Bridge on the River Kwai. March into the river, forgetting the bridge was blown up 14 years ago. We say so long to the colonel and all those merry troops. And remind you, it's 2:30, 1340, 96 plus, WJMA, AM and FM, Radio Orange.
Virginia Network News, Ed Swindler reporting. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission at this hour is meeting to consider whether VEPCO's North Anna Nuclear Unit 2 should be licensed for commercial operation. The NRC may decide to wait until final safety reports are submitted next month, but could give the go-ahead anyway today. If licensed, North Anna 2 could be the first nuclear plant since Three Mile Island. Meanwhile, VEPCO today brought its Surrey Nuclear Unit 2 back online after an 18-month outage. The plant was originally shut down to repair clogged steam generators and later kept closed for stress testing to determine if Surrey 2 could withstand minor earthquakes. VEPCO spokesman Augie Wallmeyer was asked which problem kept the plant out of service longest.
You know, a great deal of the work was simultaneous. However, a very rough split, very rough, would be that it was out approximately for 10 to 11 months for the steam generator work and the balance of the time for the seismic work.
In the past, VEPCO officials have said it cost consumers $300,000 a day for a nuclear plant to be out of service. The FBI has wrapped up a 20-month undercover investigation of alleged kickbacks and corruption between Navy and civilian businesses in Norfolk. Spokesman Alan Weaver at the Norfolk FBI office explains it.
The undercover operation, which was identified by the code name Tsunami, was targeted against corruption in the procurement practices at the Norfolk Naval Base. Alleged corruption included kickbacks, non-delivery of purchased materials, and other gratuities being paid to civilian procurement officials by local businessmen.
Weaver says as much as $200,000 has been lost to corruption and Navy procurement practices. Weaver says FBI agents are delivering search warrants to two public works officials today and subpoenas for records from 10 unnamed Tidewater businesses. You're listening to Virginia Network News.
It takes brown sugar, cloves, nutmeg, and tender ham to give Armor Star Treat its country-style ham flavor. So, treat yourself to the taste of treat with country-style ham flavor. Treat yourself to the taste of treat with a taste you're sure to savor. Mmm, country-style makes it right with a taste of ham in every bite. It's a change of taste, all right. Treat yourself to the taste of treat, Armor Star Treat, with country-style ham flavor.
It began last fall. The Virginia Cavaliers in their orange jerseys. Electrifying touchdown run.
It's a touchdown for the Virginia Cavaliers.
Color. Excitement. Winning.
The game is over and the Cavaliers win.
And this fall, there's more.
The Cavalier experience is a combination of spirit and enthusiasm of a group of young men who hung together tough for a number of years and finally put it together to the point that we can win.
For season tickets, call toll-free 1-800-552-9831.
The Virginia Farm Bureau Federation has applauded yesterday's decision by two federal agencies that sodium nitrite, a widely used food preservative, does not cause cancer. The new findings reject a major 1978 study which found that nitrites could cause lymph gland cancer. The Farm Bureau's environmental and resources specialist, Juliana Smith, called the decision a victory for consumers.
Very much so, because of the fact that, as we all know, the nitrite is used in the red meat, and without that, you have the problem of botulism, which definitely would affect the consumer and how he would be able to purchase his meat.
And she says livestock farmers will benefit as well, since nitrites are used to preserve and add color to two-thirds of all pork products and one-tenth of all beef products. And the chairman of the State Crime Commission says future bid rigging scandals might be avoided if the state sets up an agency to monitor bidding and the award of contracts. You're listening to Virginia Network News. I'm Ed Swindler.
All right, mostly sunny, quite warm and humid this afternoon, a high around 32 and 90. Fair and warm tonight, a low around 70 and 21. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid tomorrow with a high somewhere around 32 and 90 again. Now, the chance of rain's only 10% this afternoon, 20% tonight and tomorrow. As the front gets closer, we're probably going to see a few widely scattered thunderstorms. That's tomorrow. Northerly winds around 10 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming light and variable tonight. Right now it's 85 degrees, 29 Celsius. The wind's light and variable. The barometer fairly steady now at 29.72. The next news coming up for you at 3 o'clock.
A pack of cigarettes.
not my brand, you understand. Sometimes the girl forgets, she forgets to hide them. I know who left those smokes behind. She'll say, oh, he's just a friend. And I'll say, oh, I'm not blind.
That's the name of it, Him, from Rupert Holmes at 22 before 3 o'clock now this Wednesday on Radio Orange. Russ Roberts here for Tom Graves, who worked earlier for the vacationing Ross Hunter. Madison Little League football and soccer sign-up will be Saturday from 9 to 11 at Madison County High School. This is the last Saturday to sign up for these sports.
The Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department... I said, the Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department presents its annual parade and carnival, starting with the parade Wednesday night at 6:30. The carnival will open immediately afterwards and at 7:30 through Saturday. A highlight of the carnival is Thursday, August 21st, Children's Night, and all rides are offered at reduced rates. The grand prize will be given away Saturday, so bring your friends and family to the Gordonsville Fireman's Carnival.
Give me the night. the night. So come on out tonight, and we'll leave the others on a ride to paradise. And if you feel alright, then we can be lovers, cause I see that starlight look in your eyes. And don't you know we can fly? Just give me the night.
Phil Goodwin's running around here getting all excited because I'm playing a hit song, something new, something current. And like I told somebody just a minute ago, we have to humor Phil. His wife is about to launch. She's, what does that baby do anyway? I just saw the final countdown, so I talk Navy talk now. About to launch one off the hangar deck. Kathy Yowell of Orange is the latest winner of a mint on Radio Orange. Kathy Yowell wins a certificate for a mint sundae or a mint shake from McDonald's in Orange. When you hear the boing boing sound, be the first caller at 672-1000 and you win a mint. Such excitement from Radio Orange.
They start giving away juleps, I win.
Mint juleps. I love being a quiz master. Hey, what's his name's getting a new show? The fellow that's running Truth or Consequences and Bob Barker getting a new show. Did you know that? That's My Line is the name of it. It's coming on Thursday. Should be another exciting thing on TV. Well, performances of the Four County Players production of The King and I will continue this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock. Reservations by phone from 9 to 5 at 832-5355.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better
just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. Yeah.
Herb Alpert. That's Beyond from Radio Orange. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the rest of the day. Expect a high temperature somewhere around 32 and 90. Fair and warm tonight, a low around 21 and 70. Tomorrow should be pretty good day, about like today, actually. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid with a high around 32 and 90. Again, a chance of rain's only 10% this afternoon. Should be 20% tonight and tomorrow. The winds are no factor. Right now they're light and variable. The temperature's 85 or 29 Celsius. The barometer fairly steady, 29.72 inches.
Paint up now while prices are down during Southern States Summer Paint Sale. This week, the Orange Madison Co-op cuts prices on selected Southern States farm and home paints. For example, save over $5 on Southern States' best oil-based White House paint, Unico 201. The big 2-gallon bucket, usually $25.30, on sale for $21. Save on Southern States' best white latex house paint, Unico Super Latex, usually $13.35, now $11.90 a gallon. Save on white latex masonry paint, usually $10.60, now $8.80 a gallon. Plus, save over $16 on a strong but lightweight aluminum extension ladder, usually $92.40, a super buy at $75.79. Save on quality paints for your farm and home, indoors and out, during Southern States Summer Paint Sale through August 23rd at the Orange Madison Co-op.
We know what you need at Southern States.
And now Russ Roberts here with the, Russ Roberts, Garner Armstrong, with the program that is cherished by many, These Days and Times, a program into what causes inflation and ways to stop it. Now, Mr. Roberts, if you're looking for a way to stretch your pennies, friends, try Tucson, Arizona. Yes, sir. The Arizona Daily Star has taken a test of meters and found that a penny that's supposed to be good for 6 minutes will buy you at least 7.5, such a bargain. One reporter actually stood in the hot sun for 12 minutes before giving up. He says, "I quit." He hit the meter on its top, causing the meter to expire. One local jeweler, noting that, said that Tucson would be better off timing with a sundial. I showed this story to Phil Goodwin, Ace Morning Man, a few minutes ago. Goodwin said, "I don't know how they will time Parkers with a deodorant soap," which is one reason we write everything down for Phil.
Thank you.
Such a Pretty World from Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66 way back then. It's 1340 and 96 plus. We are WJMA, AM and FM, Radio Orange, 3 o'clock. It's 84 degrees, that's 29 Celsius. There's word of an agreement between the Polish government and some of the tens of thousands of workers now on the seventh day of a strike. The state radio in Gdańsk says government negotiators and worker representatives reached what's called a common position on the strikers' demand.